where the creek don't rise.
Take you on that music choice in just a moment, but first let me introduce Sean Stone to you. He is our cultural correspondent. He comes to us each and every Thursday to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens. You can see his full list at our website, but in the meantime, just sit back, relax, and let him talk to you. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Joe.
Good morning. Welcome.
It's a lovely morning.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
And you know, our job is just to keep it going.
That's right.
So you went to go see a movie that I'm fascinated by. I don't know. I think if Johnny Depp wasn't included, I'd be more fascinated in it. But you went to go see Murder on the Orient Express. What did you think?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, good.
It's very enjoyable. If you're familiar with the book or if you've seen the 1974 movie, I want to set you at ease. Johnny Depp plays the character who is murdered. It's not a spoiler alert.
Okay. All right. It's not a long...
He has some flashy scenes, and then he's gone from the movie. So if you have any Johnny Depp reservations, I would like to set them aside.
Okay.
Kenneth Branagh directs, and he stars in it. He's Hercule Poirot. Americans insist on calling him Hercules, which causes this faintest little twitch in his eye, which is very funny.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. She's wonderful. Daisy Ridley, Willem Dafoe. It is an all-star cast. It's your classic Agatha Christie-type murder mystery thing where there's twists and turns, and it's on a train, and it's the 1930s, and there's a lot of snow, so it's very cheerful.
Very cool. It is Murder on the Orient Express, which is now open, and we'll talk about other films that are opening this week in just a bit. Before we do that, let's talk about some big events, including a dog act coming to the Cohoes Music Hall.
You know me. If there's an animal act in town, I'm going to pay attention.
You're there.
I am there.
Or at least in spirit.
In spirit. It's the sort of thing, you know, like, oh, there's a cat circus in Albany? I'll be there. These are the Alate Dogs. They're going to be at the Cohoes Music Hall tonight at 7. Apparently, they won something called America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Which I have never seen.
You know the weird thing about this is that I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think it airs on Monday, is the Mark Twain Prize that was done at Kennedy Center.
Right.
And they're giving it to David Letterman, and the guy who was doing the warm up and the host of that was a comedian who came in second to the Alate Dogs. and let me just say, I mean, I know it was part of the act, although when I was speaking to him later at the reception, he does seem to still be quite bitter about it.
That's funny.
So there's that. But the Alate Dogs were, yes, America's Got Talent. They went on. It was a dog act. And they do amazing things.
They're cute dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I remember once, not to get too far off topic, but I remember once years ago I went to, it was like a, I think it was a fundraiser for something. And there was all kinds of acts on the bill. And these Eba dancers came out and did this wonderful piece of choreography, and then some kids came out and sang, and the audience went nuts, and I just looked at the one dancer. I said, never open for children or dogs. It doesn't matter how beautiful what you did. It doesn't matter.
Actually, the comedian's joke was if Letterman were still on the air, the Alate Dogs would be on Stupid Petricks, but because Dave's not on the air, they had to go take over America's Got Talent and steal my shot at stardom.
So bitter. Tomorrow night at the Clark Art Institute,
yes,
in Williamstown, it's a performing artists in residence chamber music concert. It's like quintet, I think. They're going to play Mendelssohn, Shostakovich, and Schumann. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in MPAC Studio 2, which is one of the many venues there. This is the venue that has the 360-degree screen. No. So Laura Luna, who is going to be playing electronic music, is going to be in the middle of a 360-degree screen, so you're going to be in an immersive experience.
We like immersive experiences.
Exactly. And
some days.
Friday night at the Egg at 8 o'clock, David Crosby and Friends, Guy Trails Tour. Crosby's released 2 albums in 2 years. He was in the Birds. He's Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Yeah. He seems to be on fire. And he's one of my favorite celebrities to follow on Twitter.
He's great. And the music, I think we had him on for the last album, the first of those albums. And he's great. It's really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good stuff. Very fun. Yeah. All right.
And then at the Capitol Theater in Rome on Saturday night, actually Saturday afternoon and evening, 2:30 and 7 p.m., The Thing and The Thing, the Howard Hawks produced one where James Arness is the monster, followed by the John Carpenter version where Wilford Brimley turns into the monster.
That was the one I grew up with.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite of all those John Carpenter movies because it's just so... Everything is horrible. But, you know, it's this, you're in the dead of winter in the Arctic Circle and the ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Thing.
Saturday night at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's the Albany Symphony Orchestra, The Rite of Spring, Stravinsky, Dukas's The Sorcerer's Apprentice, and contemporary American work. Also Saturday night at the Egg, cellist Ashley Bathgate, who's part of the Bang on a Can people, is going to be doing cello Bach Unwound, which is her reinterpretation of the Bach cello pieces, you know, and sort of redone in a modern way.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds interesting. Saturday night in Great Barrington at the Mahawi, it's the Arlo Guthrie Family Show, which will just be a delightful evening of music and fun and family.
Always good. Always. It's a tradition. It's tradition.
Yes. And then at the Upstate Concert Hall, one of those bands that came out of Coachella and became famous, Saint Motel, that Saturday night at 8 o'clock in beautiful downtown Clifton Park, which, if you think this is sort of like the Carson's beautiful downtown Burbank. If you've ever been to Burbank.
Yes.
And then the intro music, Amethyst Kia, is going to be at Cafe Lena on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. She's a Southern Gothic blues singer-songwriter, really great voice, really interesting songs.
Excellent.
And then we just have a cornucopia of movies. Lady Bird, which is getting amazing reviews.
Can't wait to see this one.
It's Saoirse Ronan, Laurie Metcalf, Greta Gerwig wrote and directed it.
Now, Saoirse Ronan is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Really?
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it, but as of right now, she's booked
it's
to be on the
happen.
Show tomorrow. Right.
That's amazing.
We're thrilled. It'll be about 10:30, 10:40, but yeah, she's booked to be on the show
That's
tomorrow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And from the sublime to the ridiculous, we have Justice League. That was one of those things where, you go online, it's like, what movies are opening? What's opening at the mall tomorrow? It's like, we just had Thor.
I don't
Can't
know.
You give us a week off?
If at some point, and I know, well, go ahead. I'm just saying they all look alike to me. I can't even tell. I don't even know. You just see that color scheme when you walk into the cinema and the posters, and I'm like, oh, isn't this, did they forget to take it down from the last one?
The amazing thing is that the only thing that changes is the marketing. Like, 8 months ago, I'm sure the strategy meeting in Burbank at Warner Brothers would have been, oh, yeah, Batman. We got Ben Affleck all over this. And then Wonder Woman comes out, and they're like, holy crap. We got to get him out of this trailer. We got to get more Gal Gadot in here. You know, it's like, I mean, that's the only thing that changes, the marketing.
So Justice League opens tomorrow. We're excited.
And then we have a couple of family films, Wonder with Julia Roberts, about a kid who overcomes personal problems, and The Star, which is the first Christmas movie. Oh. It's about the animals going to the manger. Yeah, so
all right.
It seems a little early, but okay.
And I know we're late on time, but I have to say the film I saw this week, which I had really been waiting to see it, is Goodbye, Christopher Robin.
How was it?
Which about the life of A. Milne, who of course was the man behind the Winnie the Pooh stories. It is paralyzingly depressing. However, it is a beautiful story, and I got over my sort of, oh God, you know, it's amazing that it took that much misery to create that much joy.
Well, that's the English for you.
Yeah, it's very, very good film. It's just, it is, oh God, it's just, it's and it's very hard to like anyone other than the stuffed bear.
Anyway. There's your takeaway from that.
That's pretty much. The kid's cute. Sean Stone is the man here telling us what's happening in area stages and screens. Have a lovely Thanksgiving. We're going to miss you next week, but we'll see you in 2 weeks, and thank you very much for being
here. Delightful. You're welcome.
All right. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.